It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
Holy, blowing out the eardrum.
Nope.
I'm Big JD.
You're not blowing out anything. You know why? Because I'm a million miles away from this microphone.
Oh, no, you're not a million miles away from me.
Did you get any on yet?
Sometime, if and when I ever have time, I'll go through and take out all the I'm Lippos and put them all together, because that would be pretty funny.
And then turn it into a ringtone.
Turn it into some kind of rap thing. Did you see that thing Fallon did?
Yes.
That was cool.
He's amazing.
That was really, really good. Well, he didn't do it, but
yeah,
but his guys, I mean, must have taken a lot of work to find that stuff. I don't know.
Exactly. But Jimmy Fallon is like, he's taken the whole Tonight Show, the standard by which...
I don't know how huge of a fan I am of Jimmy Fallon. I mean, I do like him. I haven't seen that much of him, but I was not really into Saturday Night Live during that, you know, all that time, really.
Yeah,
so I was never really I didn't really know Fallon, you know what I mean?
Sure. I think I was in the same boat.
But I like everything I see that he does, you know what I mean?
He's really
pretty cool.
He's like a really good musician.
Seems like a well-grounded dude.
And he knows his music like he knows...
What does he play?
What doesn't he play? I've seen him play. I've seen him play ukulele, guitar, piano, and harmonica.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's impressive.
And he's like, he can dance... And mm-hmm. he sings really well. Sings like with the best of them on his show.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
See, I haven't really seen all that stuff, but that's cool.
Get on the YouTube and YouTube up some Jimmy Fallon.
Well, that's like the house guy there. Hugh Laurie?
Yeah. What about him?
I didn't know that he was a musician at all. And here he's come to find he's got a couple CDs out. And well, I found out when he had the first CD out, and then the new one came out, and I was like, wow, it's really cool.
Does he sing cool stuff with the English accent?
No.
He sings American.
Yeah.
Like punk rock?
No. It's supposed to be blues or blues based, and it's sort of
lame.
Yeah, kind of a... No, I wouldn't say it's lame either. It's pretty cool. Kind of a bluesy jazz type of...
Well, I could see him being a jazz dude for sure.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
But I've seen him play piano on those old shows and stuff like that. Like the English shows, Hugh and Laurie or...
Hugh and Laurie?
Hugh and Fry. Laurie and Fry. Fry and Laurie.
I'm sorry. You're more
anyways.
You're more up to it than I am. I'm
not
up on
it.
Oh,
we're up to it, all right. Well, we might see another Black Sabbath album.
No.
After 13.
That was a pretty good album, I have to admit.
The story I wrote, Life After 13.
And you're still writing it.
Yeah. Still, it's ongoing. So what were you going to say, though, about...
13 was a good CD.
I thought it was really, really, really good, yeah.
I've seen some footage of the tour they're on right now from their Los Angeles show. Ozzy's just hard to watch nowadays. I don't know. He's not Ozzy of...
Yeah, did you see? Days. Did you see? I want to say, what was it? Maybe the last live DVD they put out. I forget the name of it now, but he's at the microphone. He steps away from the microphone, goes back and holds the microphone, and he steps away from the microphone, and he goes back and holds onto the microphone. Like it was really weird. Like something going on.
Oh, yeah,
psychologically there.
Yeah, he does. He has compulsive moves that he makes all the time. You can see him.
But he doesn't venture at all very far from the microphone, and he's right back at it. Like, it's really... It's odd, sort of.
Yeah, that would be odd, but I've seen him. He goes around.
He used to get around a little more, but...
Oh, absolutely. He used to pick up his guitar player by the leg while he was in the middle of a solo.
Oh, right, yeah. That would be... I don't know if I'd want to do that. Trust Ozzy underneath me.
Holding on
maybe
to your
not
leg.
Maybe not now.
Especially if you're Randy.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, Randy Rhodes...
Randy was a small, anyway.
He was a little dude, yeah. Like a Les Paul looked really big in his
hands.
I'd
like to see what he'd be doing right now, along with a lot of other people. Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and...
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray, yeah. Janis Joplin?
Janis Joplin.
What would these people be doing now, I wonder? Would we still be digging them? I would assume so.
I think so. I'm thinking we would.
You got an open mind.
Right.
And Crocus. Remember Crocus? Heat strokes. Heat strokes, fire.
Something in the night. Screaming in the night.
Bedside radio, screaming in the night. Yeah. Mr. 69.
Yeah,
coming out with another live album.
Oh, that's going to be
awesome. They've been around forever.
Yes, they have.
Since early 80s or something.
Early 80s. Yeah, for sure.
They had some cool tunes. And a lot of these cool tunes are going to be on this live album coming out like the 22nd of this month. Heat Strokes. Easy Rocker. Bedside Radio, which I just mentioned. Screaming in the Night that you just mentioned. Tokyo Nights, which was a really cool song. Yeah, I should have played something from them today, but... I don't have that on tap. Long Stick. I like that. Long Stick Goes Boom. That's pretty cool stuff. I don't know. I was kind of pleasantly surprised to see that on...
That Crocus is going to be coming out with a new...
SleazeRocks.com.
For sure. Awesome. As far as new stuff coming out, I know that one of my favorite bands, which is going to be one of the songs that I have on tap. And speaking of music on tap, we got some of your music on tap. Is coming out with an acoustic album, Big Sugar.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, Big Sugar's coming out with an acoustic album. It's going to feature about half tunes they've already written. I've seen a song list, and it seems like half of them are tunes that they're just going to acousticize, that they're well known for, and then the other ones are going to be...
New songs.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, too.
Very cool.
I like that idea better, that some of it's new, and not just...
Straight ahead, copy tunes, yeah.
But that's cool, yeah. That's a bonus, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if you see my post on Facebook that I forget where I got it from. I think I just followed Big Sugar on Facebook. And they were in Germany last week. They did the Rock Palast show.
Yep, cool place.
It's a cool show. It's been on, I didn't realize, since 1974. And everybody that you can imagine has been on it.
TV show, that's what it is, right?
Yeah. Just a regular TV show. That's on German television, and they were asked to do it. And they also did an interview with Gordy. And you could tell that when Gordy was doing the interview, that he really was giving the Rock Palast like their due. Like, this is something that it kind of has like a cult following in North America. Since we don't get it, we would get it like on VHS tapes. You know, I remember seeing like an Eric Burden tape.
Yeah, at Rock most Palast. Of the stuff you see on YouTube or something is from old VHS, and you can. See you the can lines tell and
exactly.
The tracking.
Yeah, and I've seen like a few Government Mule shows that were there as well. So it was interesting that when they did that show, they did the only clip I saw was "Ride Like Hell." And usually, right when Big Sugar's doing their full on show, they always do medleys.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do a tune and then they'll go to another tune and then either end it or go back into the original tune they were doing. Gordy's really well known for that because, I don't know, he just wants to stretch it out or whatever the reason for that is.
But get some extra songs in there that you might not have time for.
Right. It gives an opportunity to, here we're going to be covering this guy's tune. No, he doesn't have to do that. He can just do a Big Sugar tune and then do our own interpretation.
Go into
of this.
Something.
Yeah. But when they did Ride Like Hell, they did it just like it was 1998, like it was just brand new, and they just rocked it out the same way that, because he knew that this is going to be their, what people will think of Big Sugar in 25, 40 years, what later on they'll look at the Rock Palast thing. And that was another thing I was really impressed with. There's had to be like 9 cameras at the show. And you can tell there was a director back there just going, cut to 2, cut to 3, just like bam, 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 bam. It was wicked. Like, it really kept the pace of the song up, and it was really well done. Probably the best Big Sugar video I've ever seen. That's and it cool. sounded amazing because you know that Gordy's really well known for having a really loud guitar on stage. And this mix was, he had probably no say in the mix, and it was mixed amazing, like the drums and the
bass. Not getting the live, you know what I mean? The concert probably was a little different sounding than what they did for television or whatever.
So. Exactly. The bass was like way out front compared to Gordy's guitar. Like, you know, I mean, it was perfectly mixed, but. What you're used to hearing from Gordy and the band.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to hear. So that's April 15th, I think, the new Big Sugar album is out. It's called Yard Style, they're calling it. I don't know if that means outside in the yard, where that's where they recorded it or whatever, but yeah. So
sounds like a cool title.
Yeah, you got any other...
No, that's it.
that's it for the music news.
Yeah, so we can get into today's topic. And today's topic is...
music therapy.
Yeah.
Music as therapeutic treatment for what ails you.
Mm-hmm. And what is music therapy? Well, according to American Music Therapy Association...
What? Yeah, really?
There's really an association. Music therapy is the clinical and evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within a therapeutic relationship by a credentialed professional who has completed an approved music therapy program. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. And it can mean a lot of different things, right?
Sure can.
Because I know...
pretty vague. I think we might be music therapists.
I know I take music therapy on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah?
I honestly think that music will cure what ails you, no matter what. That's the belief I'm under anyway. But I also know that some people who work in situations like at group homes or in the hospital, or they have like programs available where musicians go in and play. It's therapeutic for the people who are there. They, you know, it does something for the brain. They sing along, they clap. People are given, percussive instruments, play tambourines or mm-hmm. maracas or something, and you play along, try to keep a beat or whatever, you know, and so it does something to you, to better your health.
Well, at the blog here on Post-it Science, they say, simply put, we use music to make your life better, whether you need help socially, cognitively, physically, emotionally, or developmentally, music can help you get better. And music therapists are well trained on how to do that.
Wow, that's a lot of ways of being therapeutic, wouldn't you say?
So, I question how does the training work? Because what is it to know what music to choose for some particular thing? I mean, exactly. I think we would know that, wouldn't we?
I think so.
I mean, how much training can go into using music as therapy? I wonder.
I wonder as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to find that out in the second half of the show when JD gives us the results of his research that he did.
Of the therapy I've been going for. But I have here listed, I think would be pretty cool to go through the top 12 brain-based reasons why music works in therapy.
All right.
So I thought that would be neat to go through.
Yeah, for sure.
So how do you use music as therapy?
I think that when I'm in a place where I feel like either I'm confused or I feel like I wish I could talk to somebody maybe, but I can't. I'm alone and I need something or...
And then does that become the music or the words? Or could it...
I think it's the music.
Be either.
I think it's specifically the music. Just the music around me. Just brings you to someplace else. It's like it gives you a whole different perspective on your situation, whatever that might be. Especially if it's, I can't even say that because I'm really into the blues. And if you have the blues and you listen to the blues, believe it or not, it makes you feel better.
Do therapists know that?
I would hope so. And it's not.
I could see them thinking, well, if you have the blues, I'm not going to play the blues for you.
It's not a misery loves company kind of thing. It's more of a, I'm with you and I understand you. And some blues is really uplifting, depending on what the theme of the song is, what the lyrics
style
are.
And whatnot, too. Yeah.
Exactly. So it doesn't necessarily have to be low down, dirty blues, Mike.
There's a lot of blues players that kind of fall into that uplifting gospel area and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there are a lot of blues and gospel is intertwined, and same as country, I guess. And it's just something I can relate to. Blues is just, it's an extremely simple form of music, but it is so complex. And
a lot of feeling.
It's all so that's, feeling almost.
Yeah, where a lot of other music sometimes is not.
Right.
I mean, it is, but different.
Yes. I think a lot of music that comes out today is, you know, cookie cutter. It follows a specific formula and it goes through, you know.
Well, it's hard to innovate nowadays.
How come?
Because everything's been done.
Baloney.
Well, innovation can always, I think, can always be, you can always find innovation, but I think that so much has been done that not enough new artists are thinking creatively enough to do something brand new.
I agree. I think people are stifled.
So you generally find that most new music and movies and things like that too comes from elsewhere. Sure. Either the idea or the remakes or, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. There needs to be more creativity, but
do you think it's
at the same time it's probably tough because a lot has been done already.
A lot has been done, but I'm thinking in terms of a lot has been done, but how readily acceptable is new stuff? Where's the new stuff going to get heard? And is the stuff that's fed into the mainstream is always just the same crap because people know this works. Well, this works because of what we know from the past. So everything's working from the past.
Yeah, and they're trying to make it cookie cutter because it works. So the stuff that's popular right now, they're going to go for that right now. They're not going to try and innovate necessarily. You know, somebody's at some point is going to come along. It's very different and probably change music again. You know what I mean? But
I certainly hope so. Because I'm tired of rap.
But a lot of
I'm kidding.
In some cases, people like the change, and in other cases, they don't like the change. You know what I mean? It's like the when you think of how amazing you could look at it as amazing when grunge came about and the changes that it made. But then there's people that like, oh, grunge killed metal and grunge killed, you know, this and that, you know what I mean? And it
for
came
sure
out. And yeah, so there's different ways of looking at these things, but the innovation is it's still pretty amazing no matter.
Does one thing always have to kill something else?
No, it doesn't.
It's just, it kills the music money. It's the money that is what get killed. So it's
things change. Sometimes you got to roll with them.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
So I try to keep my music based on the theme that we have for
the music you chose for today's show.
Yeah. All shows. I've been pretty much keeping
staying on theme.
On the theme or the topic of that day. And this is no exception. This is Rockabye Baby. And they do tons of different kids covers for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. It's all done in like lullaby type thing. Anyway, and this is lullaby renditions of Black Sabbath. And this is Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath for kids.
Thank you.
GD, wake up, wake up.
Oh, what's going on?
We're recording a podcast.
Oh, right.
We got lulled by some Sabbath, bloody Sabbath.
That was evil. Little evil music for babies.
That's interesting, that's for sure.
Okay, put the kids' earplugs back in.
Because we're going to listen to some Big Sugar. Soother.
Oh yeah, what do we got?
We got a Muddy Waters cover here. It's called Sugar in My Coffee. Like thunder. SG rocking out there. I think it's an SG. Maybe not. It sounds like a whammy bar.
Oh, no, he plays an SG, right? But
plays a lot of SGs.
I never thought I'd play anything other than a Les Paul.
Really?
And I play an SG. That's primarily what I use now is an SG. It's light.
Yes.
It's very slinky.
Like it goes down the stairs?
The strings, yeah. Yeah, the neck bends really well. It does bend really well. It's very slinky to play and fast. It's a lot lighter than my Les Pauls.
Oh, yeah.
And I happened to start playing this primarily when I was started the Blues Connection Band. It just seemed to fit, you know, kind of thing. So that's what I primarily use for that band. So, I always played Les Paul.
Right. I found the SGs are just so unbalanced. Like, the neck is way heavier than the body.
Yeah, but does it really matter when you got a strap on and whatnot?
It does matter in my
hand.
Not
to be confused with a strap on.
I find that it does matter in so much that your hand actually has to hold the weight of the guitar up. It's not so bad if when you got a strap on, speaking of strap-ons, because, you know, like, your body's holding the weight of the guitar. But when you're sitting down, I think is when it really bothers me. I really feel the difference. I'm like, I'm holding the guitar with the same hand.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever felt or thought of it being unbalanced to me.
Okay.
Don't know why. And yeah. I come from a super heavy body, so I don't know. I've lost a lot of weight.
I noticed that. You're looking great.
No, but the Les Pauls are like super heavy. I'd like a Les Paul Access, which is a hollow. That'd be nice. And you know, Riverside Music recently had a hollow Les Paul. I don't really know what the deal is with that. It wasn't a Les Paul Access. Mm-hmm. It was hollow because they kind of have a hump, you know, like a
curved top.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was hollow and light and really cool, but
yeah,
kind of needed another one. Like I need a hole in the head, but ooh. I'd like to get a black Les Paul.
You mean another hole in your head?
Another one. Yeah. We got seven, don't we?
I have zero holes in my head.
No, you got lots.
Oh, you mean my nostrils and my
eye sockets and your, okay. Yeah. Have those, the
stuff would build up.
Wouldn't even be hearing you right now. Oh, so we're talking about music as therapy.
Music as therapy.
And so let's go through some of these things here. Number one, music is a core function in our brain. So our brain is primed early on to respond to and process music. Research has shown that day-old infants are able to detect differences in rhythmic patterns.
Sure.
So in a lot of cases, mothers are playing music to their unborn
I used to sing to my kids in my wife's
womb. Do you think that had any effect on them at all?
I think
that's hard to say, though, because you've been into music, you know what I mean, forever. So,
sure.
You know, when they were kids, you're already into music, so you can't really say that, you know. If you were not a musician in any way or anything,
yeah,
and you did that and they came out as musicians or something like that, then I would think, well, that might have had something to do with it, but...
I think people are predisposed to being musicians. Saying that, we're going to get into the next tune, which is another cover, and it's by Tenacious D. It's a Ronnie James Dio cover. It's called Last in Line.
We're a ship without a storm, the cold without the warm, light inside the darkness that it needs, yeah. We're a laugh without a tear, the hope without the fear, we are coming.
Listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
First off, the IDs, we don't have new IDs yet. I haven't had time to make them yet, but Taylor Kramer has lent her wonderful voice to new IDs for us.
Do you want me to do
them? So they're coming. Well, you can if you want.
You'll probably do them better.
I'll do them soon.
You're the pro.
I've really been wanting to get at them. Sarah Vaughan, speaking of jazziness,
yes.
I think we were talking about earlier, yep. Lullaby of Birdland. She's a Verve Records artist.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. Because we're in love.
Sometimes jazz just sounds like anything goes.
I love that. I don't know what it is, but it's love that. I don't know if it's because anything goes, but...
There's some really cool... I just dig old jazz, man. Big band, swing, all that stuff. I love it. And there's some really cool stuff that I really look forward to playing at some point.
At some point.
As long as we have a theme that is related.
Baloney. You were talking about detecting music in the womb before we got rudely interrupted by Jack
Black. By me.
Tenacious D.
Yeah, right.
That brought me to something we were talking about last show was, how old is music?
Oh, right. Did you look it up?
Well, no. What I was thinking, what made me think of it, I was sitting in my backyard, and I was listening to birds. Birds are extremely musical animals.
Great band.
David Crosby?
Oh, yeah.
And who's the other guy?
What was a famous song by the birds? Turn.
Everything, yeah.
To everything, turn.
So anyway, no, birds. Literally birds, like cardinals and blue jays and everything. They sing in not only rhythm, but they have melodies that they repeat.
Mm-hmm.
They're complex melodies.
And I wonder what they're... We think it's song because they call it bird song, but I think it's their spoken word.
To a so bird,
they
it probably
speak in song.
They speak in some kind of melodic tone. So if birds were around before humans... Music was here before humans. We were talking about monkeys and apes and
yeah,
were
but they monkeys, able... do they make music? Has a monkey ever tapped?
That's the thing. I don't know. I'm going to say probably.
You think so? I'd like to see a monkey tapping.
Because
not tapping another monkey either.
with a strap on.
Oh, geez. There's an edit. Let's keep it clean. The kids don't know what it's about, so I think we snuck by on that.
Yeah, that's why I said it. But I think, yes, monkeys, apes, chimpanzees, whatever, they have, of course, they're beating. And
yeah, but what?
Well, a stick or beating on another monkey with their hands or something.
I don't know. I've never seen a monkey drumming.
YouTube it.
I bet somebody's put drumsticks in a monkey's hand and made him play the drum kit. Wow, that would be sweet. Make a band out of monkeys. Oh, that excites me.
Davy Jones.
Seriously.
Peter Tork.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys. And I love the monkeys, too. Every song. It's great.
They were a decent band.
I love the monkeys. And you know, they weren't even musicians in the beginning. I think one of them was.
At least
one Nesmith, was. I think, was.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody else was. They didn't know how to play anything.
Yeah, I think
they're lucky they casted those right guys.
Yeah, they cast the right guys. And I think Paul Williams was one of the writers of a lot of those songs.
Oh, Paul Williams.
Yeah.
The guy with the short blonde.
Yep.
He was in Smokey and the Bandit movies, wasn't he? Yeah.
Movies, maybe, yeah.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
Maybe.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Because
blonde hair.
Long blonde hair. I want to say he was
chubby guy, kind of, a little bit.
In It's a Mad World, I think he was in that as well.
I think he a lot of times had aviator shades on, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For some reason.
He was stoned, that's why.
Hey. You know who wore those aviator shades was the, speaking of stoned, the comedian. Really good comedian, man. He died way too early in his 30s. I posted a picture of him not that long ago on Facebook.
Lenny Bruce?
No. Jeez. His name always escapes me.
Okay.
I
don't know.
He was like a kind of the one-liner thing, too.
Sorry.
Jeez.
There's so many comments.
I love that guy. Anyway, okay.
I just want to know what you thought of the whole bird thing and as far as music.
Yeah, the bird thing is birds make music, but I'm quite certain it's their language, though. No. Sounds like music to us.
Right.
The first Three Stooges episode short, they sang, and everything they talked, they sang. So it's communicating in song. We could do that for a whole show.
Could.
So the next step...
That'd be really hard. It'd have to be all worked out.
Lost my train of thought. But, yeah, we could sing the whole show.
I don't think people want to listen to
that. That's what we'll do. When we write our song, we'll write the show in song.
An hour-long song. We'll have movements.
And maybe we'll have to play it, too,
while we sing it. It'll be like a suite.
And now we'll talk a little more about...
Music therapy.
Our bodies entrain to rhythm. So have you ever walked down the street humming a song in your head and noticed that you're walking to the beat? That's called entrainment.
Entrainment. That's very interesting. I know that John Travolta did that at the beginning of the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That's how the movie opened. And
yeah,
it was okay, on his feet walking down the street.
And started swaggering a little.
Yeah.
And that's is that just like us? Somebody's going like this or... And you start kind of...
Yeah.
Just bopping your head or start when you see music, a band or anything like that.
Absolutely.
We have physiologic responses to music. So every time your breathing quickens, your heart rate increases,
really?
Or you feel a shiver down your spine, that's your body responding physiologically to music.
Okay, yeah. But that's not necessarily every...
And I don't know if that's now to the music or your thought process of what that music is... maybe making you think of.
But sometimes you do that subconsciously.
Yeah.
You might be at a bar or something and, you know, you're actually having a conversation with somebody. And, you know, when you're not talking, you're just kind of, you know, you're moving your hand or, you know, something's happening. You're getting into the tunes.
Children, even infants, respond readily to music. So any parent knows that it's natural for a child to begin dancing and singing at an early age, which a lot of them do. And we see a lot of videos now on YouTube and things like that, and they're hilarious.
Of course.
I can't believe how some of these little babies can have moves. I don't even get it. That's pretty amazing.
Why don't you have kids and check it out?
Just have a kid for an experiment. Just as an experiment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what would...
Do you want to have it together?
Most people have kids as an experiment. Do you think we can really get away with this?
Having a kid?
I'm sure that's what parents say. Would-be parents would say. Do we even know what we're doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of them do, yeah.
How are we going to get away with having a kid?
Yeah.
And JD said, I'm never getting away with it.
I can't get away with it.
No little JDs.
Music taps into our emotions. Have you ever listened to a piece of music and smiled or felt sad?
Oh, absolutely.
So whether from the music itself or from our association.
Yes.
The music and it tapping into our emotions and something that we
events
felt
in our life. Yeah, for sure. Music can is like a smell. I think smell is one of the more stronger sensory triggers that triggers you to something mm-hmm. back in the day. A smell can bring you to a specific room, being in with a specific person. But I think music is
can you right smell up. Music?
No, you can't smell music.
Music helps improve our attention skills. So somebody from the blog here says... they were once working with a four-year-old in the hospital. Her 10-month-old twin sisters were visiting, playing with the grandmother in the bed. As soon as they started singing to the older sister, the twins stopped playing and stared at this person for a full 3 minutes. Even from an early age, music can grab a hold of your attention and allows music therapists to target attention and impulse control goals, both basic skills we need to function and succeed.
Awesome. I can believe all that. That's great.
So how about some more lullaby music?
Really? We're going to draw from the more of the lullaby album?
No, but this is, it just happens to have it in the title.
Okay.
And actually, this is really cool because it's Phil Lynott from a 2010 CD, Yellow Pearl, which is a compilation, and this is actually called A Child's Lullaby.
Let a teardrop cry. There is no need to cry, child. There is no need at all. Dry your eyes and sleep now. Let your sweet dreams flow. And when you rise, know that I'll be near, because I love you so. Don't be sad, my baby girl. Don't be bad on me. Please don't be sad, my baby girl. Your daddy is here with you. Dry your eyes, don't weep now. Don't let a teardrop fall. Close your eyes and sleep now. God protects us all, and God is the greatest thing that only the fools do not know. To love God is the greatest thing, but I'm a fool and I love you so. God knows that I love you. Tight, my sweet child, don't let a teardrop flow. Good night, my sleepy child, there is no need for sorrow. So dry your eyes and sleep now, let your sweet dreams flow. And when you rise, know that I'll be near, because I love you so. God knows that I love you.
You said Phil Lynott, just so everybody knows, that's the dude from...
Oh, from Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should know that.
I know. But
they may not.
So they may not. The next tune we're going to play is from a Canadian, and this is from his Bad Habits CD, and it's Colin James with another blues cover from, I want to say this is Howlin' Wolf, it's Can't Hold Out.
she said, stop what you're doing and honey, come on home. I can't hold out. Well, I can't hold out too long. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone. So baby, don't you worry. You know you're my desire. Can't you see I love you and I hate you.
James, can't hold out.
Some blues.
And we'll be back with more music therapy. There's some blues for you.
Yeah.
And in continuing on with this information from postitscience.com.
Blog. Do you think podcasts can be therapeutic?
Yeah. Just, certainly can be.
Just a
if it's a therapeutic podcast.
No, I just think...
There are probably psychologists and psychiatrists that have podcasts.
So. Everybody has a podcast. I shouldn't say everybody.
You think we're therapeutic?
To some people, I think we might be, yeah.
Probably. We're helping a lot of people right now.
I don't know about a lot of people, but...
thousands and thousands. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. Okay, number 10. Music is a social experience.
Yes, it is.
Our ancestors bonded and passed on their stories and knowledge through song, stories, and dance.
Absolutely. That's a big part of when people weren't even civilized. Mm-hmm. They, like, you see, like, tribes of people hunkered around a fire, and they're...
Hunkered.
Yeah, hunkered. Depending how cold they were hunkering around the fire. Uh-huh. And then they would be dancing, and a lot of the music that they were dancing to was ceremonial. Either it was matrimonial, or it had to do with men hooking up with women. There's a name for that. I can't think of what it is. Or they were trying to heal somebody, or they're
healing. That's a big aspect of therapeutic.
Sure, I'm thinking of a ceremony.
And I don't even think they have that in here, which I'm really surprised about. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
And the other thing I was thinking of was like praying for rain, or a rain dance.
Yeah.
So.
Even today, many of our music experiences are shared with a group, whether playing in a band or an elementary music class, listening to jazz at a restaurant, or singing in a church choir.
Yeah.
It's shared with a group.
I love it.
Or a group of individuals will go to watch music together or take part in music. Music is predictable, structured, and organized, and our brain likes it.
Yeah, it's math. Music is math.
Yeah.
Sometimes it falls off the math.
4 times verse, 2 times chorus.
Well, there's that aspect, and there's, you know...
No, but music, yeah, everything's mathematical, actually. I don't think there's anything that is not mathematical, that it can be broken down somehow to mathematics.
It doesn't matter what it is.
I'm just looking at a piece of paper on the side of a...
Oh, everything in the world is math.
Yeah. When you really dig into some of those theories, like Fibonacci and all that stuff,
it's
pretty wild.
Numerology and
all. It's pretty wild stuff.
You want to do a show about that, don't you?
No, but we can. Unless it's related to music.
You're silly, man.
Okay, music is non-invasive, safe, and motivating.
Well, it can be invasive.
It can be if...
Your neighbors are loud.
If you're too old.
Oh, listen, it's too loud. Listen to JD if you're too old.
Have you ever had music be too invasive for you? It depends what you're doing, I guess.
It does depend on what you're doing.
Even your own can. You might have music on trying to concentrate on something and go, oh my God, I got to shut this off for a minute.
I've done it millions of times.
Your phone rings. Oh, hold on, I got to turn this off. I can't do everything at once.
Just can't listen to music while I'm doing this one thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a bummer, because you got to turn the tunes off. But I was thinking more along the lines of, I'm living in the city right now, and our drummer doesn't want to have band practice. Well, our drummer's wife doesn't want to have band practice in his basement anymore. So they're thinking of coming to my place here in Windsor, and I live in a neighborhood where the houses are somewhat close to each other.
Why don't you do practice like we do?
Silently?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might end up doing that.
Then again, don't you guys practice with a little wood thing he sits on anyway?
No, no, I'm talking about the band. The rock band.
The full setup.
Yep. We got a gig at Johnny Shots May 2nd, King Friday, rocking it out.
Slips in some advertisement there.
Might as well.
I may as well do one myself. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, Sunday, April 27th at The Loop with the heavy metal of Psycho, my band's Heavy Blues, and Black Dog Moon.
And what's the music they do? What is
Psycho?
That?
It's metal. Hard metal.
No.
Black Dog Moon?
Yes.
That's Dave Bracewell. He's always been primarily an acoustic bass, but I don't know if he's going to have like a band there this time that's a little bit more rocky or not, or he's going to do his own thing, or I don't know if he's gotten his band together for the, you know, he's got the new name, but I don't know what he's doing exactly.
Black Dog, of course, there's a few connotations there.
Yeah. So anyway, but should be pretty cool. It's a pretty early show, so 8 to 11. Lippo's going to be there.
I'll be there for sure.
You gotta help me.
I gotta help you.
Yeah. He's carrying my amp.
Whatever. I'll do whatever I can.
Smoke machine.
Whatever you need. Yeah, I can even get you a second guy if you want, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A
kid who's looking to get into the industry.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to be going to St. Clair for their theatrical... program.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have Terry is helping.
Okay.
Already too. So.
I can't work with him. You realize, right?
Why not?
Terry?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know who I mean?
Terry Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know Terry?
Well, I bought a Les Paul off him for one thing.
A what?
A Les Paul.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Totally kidding. I met Terry a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through you, of course.
And you got a good deal on that guitar too. What was it? $600-$700 or something?
$800.
Yeah,
and then that's I put another $400 into it.
But it looks pretty amazing. Like, I mean, it was a good guitar, nice guitar, played amazing,
but it looks spectacular now.
Yeah, it's
Jay Swatman.
Jay Swatman.
Jay's great.
Yes, he is. He's amazing. He's pro as it gets.
Yeah. He does a lot of stuff for me, too. Some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
That I'm so grateful for that he's done.
Yeah. It's really cool. If I had like a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 Martin and I wanted to throw a pickup in it, like, I would be totally willing to have him cut a hole in my
guitar. Doesn't matter what I have. He's the guy. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is, how much it's worth, how rare it is, whatever. He's the guy that's going to take care of it.
You bet.
I want to talk a little bit about music. We've talked about it as therapy, but nothing from that blog actually really touched on healing, mm-hmm. specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So where does music fall into actual healing? So is it, I mean, I guess therapy kind of encompasses that, but if you actually have issues or problems, mentally, for sure. What about physically?
I don't know that music can be used as a
physical healing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe
I think in
short term.
I think in sort of indirectly. If you are listening to music and it's relieving your stress changing you emotionally for the
mm-hmm.
better,
mm-hmm.
That can have an impact on your physical health.
It can, yeah, for sure.
So I think in that respect, I don't know how it would necessarily heal you.
Indirectly, like
you using
say.
Music to yeah. heal somebody physically.
Yeah.
I don't know how exactly that will work unless... there's some direct ways, I guess. I guess if they you put music on for somebody to move to, you know, we want you to move to the beat a little bit, you know, kind of right. thing. Or we put some music on and have the elderly in water where it's much easier to exercise and moving to the beat kind of thing. And
yeah,
stuff like.
For
so
sure.
that's going to heal you physically,
mm-hmm.
help you physically. So yeah. I guess, yeah.
It could.
We should be therapists. We are.
I think we are.
I've just proclaimed us professional music therapists.
We've been certified.
So from now on, all our shows are about music therapy.
No, we're not going to do
so
that.
So let's talk about next week's show.
All right.
What are we doing next week? Come on, let's think of something quick.
I wanted to ask
you... Writing the songs? No.
You think, no, think about next week. But I wanted to relate a story about... I don't know if it's so much healing, but there's a video of these women that are in cars that are decked out with these subwoofers.
Okay, women, yeah.
Yeah. And they play tones that are like...
And what does it do to them?
It vibrates their genitals,
uh-huh.
and they get off on it. Like, they literally have an orgasm within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at how, and it's a universal thing. Like, you stick a woman in here and you play the... It sounds crazy. It sounds like a...
Wait, do that again? Oh, yeah.
And that might even be the tone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened to Wayne? How's Wayne doing? You ever see Wayner? Wayne Verstick?
Who's
used
that?
To put the things on the tires, those big black things. You'd know who he is.
What tires?
I've asked you before. In the tire room.
At the garage.
At the garage, yeah, at the shop.
At the shop. No,
you know
I don't.
What I'm talking about?
I think I do know who you're
talking
about.
I miss Wayne, and I should give him a call sometime.
Could he be retired?
Yeah. He could possibly. Yeah, he probably is retired.
Okay.
Young, though. Retired young. Got in right at the start. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so like a lot of guys.
Before he's 50.
Yeah.
I think he might have had, like a lot of people stay because you get something out of staying for an extra couple of years or something like that, but I don't know. I'm going to get out of there as soon as I can.
Well, you do that, brother.
So next week.
Next week.
I gave no thought to that.
Music as a career.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're going to do? Okay, that's pretty good, yeah.
You can push pause and think of something else.
No, No, there's a lot to talk about with that, for sure. Especially the local musician aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Or not, yeah.
Or the fact that probably all of us aspired at some point to be professional musicians and, you know, you end up getting caught in this race or of this rigmarole of playing in the clubs and stuff like that. And
right. Then you meet a woman, and then it all gets sidetracked.
Which I never had that issue.
You never met
I mean,
one?
I did play... No, never had a woman. And never played in a club. No, I did. I played in clubs and stuff like that. But I did everything on my own terms.
Yes.
Still do.
Obviously.
But anyway, okay, so next week is...
No, it's Big JD and Lipo in the morning. It's not Lipo and Big JD. You noticed that,
oh, we're
right?
Going to go there. So next week, we talk about music as a career.
Yep.
That's awesome. And we'll talk to a professional musician, Lipo. I'm going to interview Lipo next week. He's a professional musician.
Well, I'm thinking of like people who are music teachers, people who are... Actually, well, play.
Yeah, that's a okay. Yeah, you're not a career in music. Sure, you don't have to be actual
right.
playing musician.
Yeah.
But a career in music.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can
yeah.
be
we're gonna explore yeah. the not so obvious.
Yeah. Now you sold me on it.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll see everybody next week.
See you next week. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lipo in the morning.